My mother-in-law, Arlene Piper, was raped and murdered 4.5 years ago when she was 74. I wish she were still here so I could call her up and tell her how well our 8-year-old son is doing at reading now. I want her to still be sewing him cute clothes with a label saying made especially by Grandma. I wish we could have celebrated her 80th birthday with her and heard her wonderful girlish laugh. I loved her very much. But putting her killer to death wouldn't bring her back or ease our grief. To me, it would have been the most destructive thing anyone could have done to us as we struggled to come to terms with her loss and the incomprehensible fact that she was murdered. Far from healing us or providing us with closure, it would have perpetrated more violence on us to have further killing done in our names. Even though the death penalty was not ultimately used in the case of my mother-in-law's killer, who was in prison for life without parole, it still wreaked havoc on our lives. We became victims, not only by having a beloved family member murdered, but by having to go through the wrenching process of considering the use of the death penalty with the district attorney's office and other family members. One of the most painful aspects of this process for me was the terrible split within our family that it caused. My husband and I have a different worldview, political affiliation, and set of religious beliefs from most of his family, though our relationship with his mother was close and loving and transcended many differences. But after her death, we became closer to my husband's sister, aunt and uncle, and cousins. Our shared grief and shared experience brought us together and opened us more to each other. The aunt who had seemed distant and I spontaneously hugged and talked about how we missed her. We went to Ecuador, where my sister-in-law lives, to visit the chapel her Baptist mission had built in Arlene's honor, and shared my sister-in-law's life more than I could have thought possible. But then our decision-making about the use of the death penalty polarized us in ways that were inexpressibly hurtful to all of us, putting a violent end to that fragile new closeness and driving a wedge between us that has yet to heal. We are not in touch with my husband's aunt and uncle. My sister-in-law no longer answers our son's emails. Our son has lost not only his grandma, but his aunt and other family. As a murder victim's family members, we have few people who can understand our experience. To lose the few people who could have gone through it with us was devastating to us, and I believe to them as well. The process was more painful than I can ever hope to convey. Why have I chosen to speak publicly about this and reopen the pain? Because I want with all my heart to save other victims' family members from experiencing what we went through. They have enough to deal with without becoming victims a second time by having to struggle with the issue of the death penalty. What we went through with the death penalty is unnecessary and preventable. That is one reason I oppose the use of lethal injection in state executions and oppose any use of the death penalty. Should it be necessary to proceed with executions, it is vital that all of us know and be able to see as much of the entire process as possible. Thank you.